I just watched the Oscar-nominated documentary, Minding the Gap. I just watched the documentary, Minding the Gap. It's about three boys who bond over skateboarding and a shared childhood of abuse. The documentary is made by one of the three boys, 15 years of their lives you get to witness. You can't avoid to look at your own life. No escape. There is so much grief in everyone, and it is so hard to recover from it. It took me a lifetime. And grief is not just beating or molestation, it is everything that lands as abuse, not letting you wear what you prefer to wear, not letting you eat what you prefer to eat, not helping you with your homework, belittling every effort you make, forcing you to visit with your father even though you don't want to, complaining to your child about things that a child can't handle. The way to abuse is so many, that there is probably not a child who wasn't abused one way or another. The Playground has a subtitle, It Is Never Too Late to Have a Happy Childhood. A happy childhood, a childhood where there is no abuses from which a productive, happy adulthood grows. Because it is not what happens to you that matters but what you say about it. When you can change, authentically and really change what you say about what happened, the abuse of your childhood disappears and leaves you with a happy childhood. I used to think that I was an unhappy child, but all those pictures of me smiling and laughing said a different story. And yet what I built my life on was an unhappy childhood. The job was to go back and separate the what happened from what I said about it. It hasn't been easy, and it is an ongoing process, but I can safely say, I have cleaned up my past 70%. Why only 70%? Because you can really only do cleanup when something in the present triggers it. For example, watching that landmark leader yesterday. It brought up a slew of slights, a slew of griefs I experienced in my 26 years with Landmark. And if I have time, I can clean it up now. I'll do it in the playground. Where else? The Playground is an excellent place, and probably the only place on earth where you can clean your past from all the grief and injustice, from all what felt unfair, and come away with a brand spanking new future as a result. Why do I say it is the only place? Because every other place I have ever seen or experienced lacked the regularity and the support. I am told that journaling is good. But do you get feedback on your delusional ideas in journaling? No. The reason you are even willing to say what you say in your journal, because you know that no one will read it. The regularity is key. And the safety is also key. Anyway, if you ever wanted to clean up your past so you can have a different future, then the Playground may be your best choice. https://www.yourvibration.com/1/playground. P.S. As I was looking for a suitable picture for this post, I came across a lot of examples of unquote, mind the gap unquote, including this very well done video. Witnessing another's pain is an amazingly effective tool to put you in touch with your own. And when you are in the playground, now you can transform it, from pain to love, from pain to understanding. Priceless. If you are a milk toast, mush puppy, the playground is not for you. If you are not able to function in the presence of pain or upset, ditto. Don't kid yourself. This program is for people who can take the heat. https://www.yourvibration.com/1/playground